So today, it's a big do. Who are we dedicating the show to today, I wonder? David Goody! A very good afternoon to you, Dave.
Hiya, Vic. How are you doing?
I'm marvellous. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you for coming in. You've already, by the way, got in trouble just seconds after your arrival in the studio because you brought toys and they distracted me, and that makes producer Sally really angry, doesn't it?
Yes, and unfortunately I've got form with this because it's the second time you've invited me in, and I brought toys last time and distracted you then as well.
Oh,
I'm going to get a bad reputation because, of course, last time I brought in the weird 30-year-old electric auto harp that you ended up trying to compose a Eurovision song on
by
the end of the show.
Yes. Well, it's what happens on this show, doesn't it? Now, tell me what you've brought in today.
What I've brought in is a homemade, by my own fair hands, 3-string electric guitar.
Please, may I see?
You can indeed. I will pass this over to you. And basically, it's got three strings, because I get bored of tuning guitars up with 6 strings, and this makes it twice as fast to do.
Okay, now if you play the guitar, you'll want to know what strings have we got on this?
What strings we've got? We've actually got a G string, a D string, and then a G string again, and it's what's known as an open tuning. So this means if you're doing anything like slide guitar or bluesy things like that, then you can just sort of be sliding up and down the neckline like that and get kind of nice chords out of it. So
you can.
It's something that's used a lot by blues musicians. I believe someone like sort of C6 Steve has got quite a few of these. And in fact, where I ended up making this from is there is a chap in Birmingham who goes by the name of Chicken Bone John.
Oh, right.
Who's a Birmingham-based blues musician, but he actually makes a lot of guitars like this. But he also sells the instructions on how to make this. So I got in contact with him, got a set of instructions from him, got hold of various bits of wood. So the main part of it is basically just a big wooden box, and then you've got a long stick of wood that you put through that forms the neck of the guitar.
Yeah.
And then it's just a case of sort of a lot of drilling and screwing things in and gluing, and then you end up with something that looks broadly the shape of a guitar.
How is it electric then? There's a battery on the end. Does the battery make the pickups work?
Yeah, so what you've got is you've got a pickup in the same way that you would have on most electric guitars in the main part of the body. That would work without the battery, but I put it some special features in this. So it's got 2 knobs on it. One does the volume, the other one does basically some special guitar effects. So you can make it sound like a great distorted electric metal guitar or something like that. And actually, generally, these kind of guitars you would use to learn to play sort of blues music and things like that.
Mm.
With this, actually, the first thing I learnt on it was, in fact, Mad Dogs and Englishmen Go Out in the Midday, Out in the Midday, Out in the Midday Sun by Noel Coward.
I want one immediately so I can do that. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. It's very strange. Mm. It's a strange feeling holding the neck of a guitar and feeling 3 strings.
Yeah.
It's most odd, and I'm trying to find notes on there and struggling finding chords. We haven't got time for me to sit and practice on that now. It's a beautiful thing. So thank you very much indeed for showing it to me. I'm going to give it you back now. Now, the reason you've been here before and the reason you are in here today with your handmade guitar is because you composed a beautiful song dedicated to Coventry Ring Road. Now, when I spoke to you, you came back in March, didn't you? You came into the studio. And we were I said to you then, before it was trendy to love the Ring Road, how much I love the Ring Road. It's the concrete snuggler of Coventry, isn't it?
That's a lovely phrase. And you're absolutely right, Vic. You've been in on this from the off.
Darn tootin'.
Before it became fashionable. I mean, I had to say, you know, at the time when I was recording mine, you know, I kept putting these calls into Terry Hall saying, look, this Ring Road thing, it's going to be huge. You need to get in on it. Didn't, you know, wasn't interested in the slightest. Now, of course, you can't keep members of the Specials off records about Coventry Ring Road, it appears, from Shane's wonderful effort.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? Have you seen the video yet?
I haven't seen the video yet. Oh. I have heard the song.
It's really good.
It sounds really, really good. I mean, personally, I like things a bit more bizarre lyrically than Chain's one. So, you know, I'm personally very proud of having crafted the lyric, "Unless you're clinically insane, remain in the right-hand lane."
Yes.
And, you know, so my pride in lyrics like that means that that I can think there'll be some more flavour. But it sounds like such a good record. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that video as well. You say it's up on the website?
It is up on our Facebook page. Have a look at it, because it's ace. And you get to see me chasing a chicken, which doesn't happen every day of the week. So you'll enjoy that very much. Well, listen, it would be rude to have you here and not ask you to sing your song. We'll sing as much of it as we can, because we have got a travel update coming through. But basically, here's the deal. You own the show today.
Yep.
So 3 hours of songs and goodness coming your way. So we've got loads of good music on the way. Alfie Beau, him, is on the show live. Yeah,
very nice.
Well, we recorded him earlier, but he's singing on the show. He sings for us, and he sings with me. So there's a duet to look forward to.
Oh.
Yeah, we've got that coming up. We've got collective nouns. Do you have a favourite collective noun?
Oh, I don't know. The problem is I make up a lot. I think a bamboozlement of pandas.
A bamboozlement of pandas, good. We'll write that down and we'll suggest it. I'm happy with made up ones. That's fine. So bamboozlement of panda, a bamboozlement of mothers. That would be better. So we've got that coming up, and also Celebrity Coconut. So all of this belongs to you. And then at the end of the show today, you get to pop up, choose a song to send us all off on our merry way. Is that a deal?
That's a deal. Pleasure and a privilege.
Marvellous. So seeing as you're here with your lovely three-string guitar that I really want to play with some more, let's have your Ring Road song.
Round and round and round we go. Where we stop, nobody knows. It is a road without end, and it's driving me right round the bend. Welcome to the Highway Code for the Coventry Ring Road, a modern marvel for commuters, designed on Coventry's first computer. Unless you're clinically insane, remain in the right-hand lane. The left-hand lane has a single function, joining or leaving at a junction. The exits are in close proximity, with cars leaving and joining, it's lunacy. The slip roads are slipshod. You're best to put your foot down and pray to God. Never drive faster than 40. Speeding is incredibly naughty. It's not a circuit for a Grand Prix. It's the A40-53. Round and round and round we go. Where we stop, nobody knows. It is a road without end, and it's driving me right round the bend.
Oh, you are a lovely man, David Goody. Today's show is for you. Thank you very much indeed for being with us. Today's show was dedicated to David Goody, who was the first person that we knew of who'd written a song dedicated to our fabulous Ring Road, of course, celebrating its big 402 day. Hello, David.
Ah, oh, hiya, Vic.
Hello. What a show you've had. What a show
had. It's been such a pleasure. You see, that'll tide me through the 2 weeks until you're back. But fortunately, I don't have to do decorating during those 2 weeks.
Oh, I was going to see if you fancied giving me a hand. You're a big guy. You could do the ceiling with me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do the ceiling, you do the walls. Is that the deal?
I think so. Well, no, actually, you do the ceiling and then the walls, and I can put my feet up, is what I was thinking.
No, I don't like that deal at all. Deal's off.
Okay, deal's off. Okay. Never mind, then bang goes my plan for 2 weeks in the Tiki Bar. Now, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. As a special reward, you get to choose our Going Home song, the last song of the entire week. What have you chosen for us, mister?
To get us in the mood for that drive-in screening of the Italian Job that they're doing under the Ring Road tonight, I'm going to go for Get a Blooming Move On, better known as the Self-Preservation Society, from the Italian Job.
This is a cracking tune to end the afternoon with. David Goody, we love you. Thank you so much for being part of the show.